Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A former Oklahoma resident was facing federal embezzlement charges for not returning a videotape years ago. Carol McBride says she recently got married and found out about the charges out of Norman, Oklahoma, when she tried to change her last name on her Texas driver's license. She called a reference number and discovered that she was wanted for a felony due to not returning a rental of Sabrina the Teenage Witch back in 1999. She believes that it may have been because of her old roommate that rented it because he had kids at the time. So
she walks in there and they give her the business. They're like, hey, listen, you have a felony embezzlement charge on you, which, by the way, is not a slight sounding charge. Actually, she's on the show. We found her down in Texas. Hey, Karen, welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning. We can all laugh about it now, guys, but it was serious when I first heard the charges.
Oh, hell yeah.
I thought I was going to prison.
Ma'am, let me tell you, as a guy who's had the bracelets on more than once in his life, that moment, and I know they didn't handcuff you, but I assure you, I take it seriously. When you don't know it's coming, I had one time, I just had unpaid parking tickets and got stopped for speeding, and they literally yanked me out of the car, handcuffed me, and took me to jail in the middle of the workday.
Oh,
yeah. So when I laugh, I feel like, yeah. So you get there, and they're like, so you must have thought you were going to the big house.
Yeah, my husband couldn't get me to leave the house.
So
I would not even go to the local store.
I got to go to Mexico.
So how did this start, Karen? Because you innocently were just trying to take care of paperwork, right?
Yeah, we had gotten married in November, and because of the COVID thing, you have to do the appointment by appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like 2 weeks ago, they sent me an email pretty much telling me, you know, it's no good to make an appointment. We're not going to be able to help you. You've got an issue. They didn't say serious. They just said issue in Oklahoma. So I called and found out I had felony embezzlement warrant.
Well, where you get your name done. So do you go to is it the driver's bureau where you have your name done, or is it the courthouse?
No, the DMV, the driver.
DMV. But they didn't tell you it was a felony at that time? You had to call Oklahoma, and that's when they told you?
Right. And what I suspect is they saw the charge, but they saw the reasoning for the charge. So they didn't, have me come in and just arrest me, because that's what they normally do.
That's what I was telling people here. I go, hey, listen, a lot of times, depending on where if it's Kansas and Missouri, they'll definitely come over. You know, we live in Kansas City, so, you know, Missouri will zip on over and pick your ass up. They'll hold you there for a minute.
Right. That's what I thought.
So you call them, and then what happened? What does Oklahoma say to you? Do they take it a little stronger, or are they nice about it?
Well, one lady was nice. She was embarrassed to even tell me. The clerk at the courthouse, when I called originally, told me it was, yes, ma'am, she found the charges, and it was felony embezzlement warrant. And I about thought I was going to have a heart attack. And she said, well, let me look into this a little more. And so she put me on hold for, it seemed like eternity. Sure it wasn't.
And did you think they were sending the cops for you right then? Like, you're sure that they're going to?
Yes. The thought did cross my mind. So she comes back and she tells me, she says, ma'am, I'm thoroughly embarrassed to even tell you what this charge is for. And it took her a minute to get it out. She did not want to tell me. When she told me, she was apologizing at the same time. And telling me who to contact in the DA's office. So
I assume they when they found out, they were like, okay, this is kind of funny, and we're sorry.
No, actually, she was kind of rude.
That's nice.
And said that she would have to get back with me, and she didn't get back with me. And it took you guys. Thank the Lord for people like you that go out there and reach out for people like me. Just, and if it wasn't for the news anchors calling up to the DA's office, I don't think this would have been squashed fast.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, that's the other thing those guys don't like, is any negative publicity normally, especially when it's super silly and unjust and a waste of taxpayers' money. And you know, and it scared you, you know, obviously a very law-abiding person who's never had any trouble with the law. You haven't had trouble with the law, have you, Karen?
Absolutely.
Karen, you've been to jail?
Absolutely. It petrified me bad, more than I let on with my family, because they're getting a real laugh out of it.
No. Listen, for Mother's Day, maybe someone will get you an orange jumpsuit.
Hi. Please don't put ideas in their head.
So, do you have any contact?
On Halloween, I would wear it.
They actually sell them on Amazon. You can literally order them for almost nothing on Amazon, these orange jumpsuits that look like prison jumpsuits.
Oh, dear Jesus. Now I'm going to be overloaded with orange jumpsuits for the whole neighborhood.
Were you still in contact by chance with the roommate that you had that rented this originally?
No, but actually I have reached out to him. And there is no way on God's green earth that he has not seen some sort of news about this.
Right.
And he is probably, if he has that tape, he's probably hiding in some hole somewhere and not going to come out.
Well, my first question would be like, why, as a man, were you renting Sabrina the Teenage Witch? Like that, I got questions for him that. Do what?
Yes. He had two young daughters.
Okay. All right. Well, look, so is it all squashed now? Now you're not going to go to the big house?
Well, it opened a whole new can of worms. All that is done, said and done. I've got my expunge papers and dismissal papers that I'm toting around with me everywhere in my purse. Believe you me. they may think they're forged or something like that, but they'll have a fight on their hands. They're going to see that. The first thing they're going to see is those papers.
Listen.
But now all my information, when you clicked on the Oklahoma site, all my vital information is out there. My social security number, my birth date, my driver's license number. Now I'm having to worry about that.
Well, I wouldn't sweat it too much. Just, you know what I mean? Life is too short to worry about stuff that hasn't happened yet.
Whew.
Yeah, I know.
Certainly glad I didn't get pulled over.
Yes.
Because I wasn't worried about it.
Would you have run? Would you have shot for the border? You're in Texas already.
Yeah, no, I'm close, right?
Right.
No, I would have. I would have fought it a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. You what? Did you think, what will I do if I get pulled over, they come for me? Did you think, what will I do if I go to jail?
Everybody and their dog is going to get a phone call to come get me out.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen the inside of a jail cell?
One time, and one time was good enough for me. My father always told us, all nine of us siblings, you go to jail one time, I'll get you out. The next time, you're on your own.
What'd you do?
Well, I went in there for being an irresponsible, that's all I'm going to say, an irresponsible teen with a bank account.
You wrote a hot check when you were a kid?
Let's not repeat that.
See, thankfully, my parents knew we were not the kind of kids that could ever have a money-making machine.
Hell no.
A checkbook to my family as a kid, you'd have been like, you mean if I write a number on this and hand it to you, you give me that number in real money? I'd have written I'd have written 10 grand in fake checks by the time they caught me. I got, my first one was, what was that? I can't remember the charge now. It's acting badly. I can't remember it wasn't assault. It was another one. But anyway, I was acting up out in public. And so they took me to jail the first time for that. And then a couple of ones for not paying some tickets. And then there was a bit of an assault charge. Disorderly conduct was my first charge. So, you know, you and I, we're like,
in the big house.
We're kind of like ex-cons, you and me.
Yeah, we're just stick together there, Johnny.
Right,
in our orange jumpsuits.
Yeah, that's right. Don't forget, make a little knife out of your toothbrush today.
Yeah, a shiv.
Yeah,
terminology now too.
That's right. And if you got something you really like, you want to take it with you. You got to get comfortable with the term keistering.
Oh my Lord.
All right, listen. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day, Karen. And I'm glad you're not going to prison. And it's a funny story because it ended well. But thanks for taking time to hang with us.
Thank you, guys.
All right, you hold on. Stay right there. I like her.
She's fantastic.
Nice. Yeah.